Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Amy. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling about?
Yes, Amy. It's 321 or 3. Hang on. 328. Wait a minute. 32. Hey, what's the zip code here? 32181. Sorry.
32181. Thank you. And your name, please?
Charles, last name Grimes.
Alrighty, thank you. And would you please verify your shipping address?
Yes, it's 111 Stroud Lane.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Kim, the 14th of October, there was an order placed for the Goliath Advanced Male Enhancer. It does help to boost testosterone, stamina, and muscle. How may I help you?
Yeah, I got two bottles is what I ended up getting, and it was on a promotion ad.
Mm-hmm.
And that promotion ad, I can pull them up and everything. It does not say nothing about no $93 and stuff that just came out of my account. So I did not know that there was an own reoccurring situation. I had to do this too with my wife's keto. We bought some keto pills that came off the line, and it was the same thing. They charged us $13 for both of the pills and stuff. All we had to pay for was the shipping. They gave us a discount. I done the same thing with the Goliath situation, but then both of my accounts actually got hit up with $93 and some odd cents that came out of there, and I did not agree to none of this reoccurring payment situation or anything if I liked it or not. So it's either I'm going to mail these things back, or I'm going to call my card company, or I need a refund of that shit. No, this ain't. I can't do that. Not with this pandemic and stuff going on. Y'all just took $93 and some odd cents out of my account.
Okay. Yes, sir. There was a 14-day trial period in which to call and cancel. Otherwise, you are charged the full price of the product. Now, what I can do is apply a 35% refund to that $93.99 charge for you today.
That's way too low. I mean, keto got me back 71% back.
Okay. I would need to speak with a supervisor to see what they'll
authorize you to do.
Sure,
I'd appreciate it if you would or not.
No problem. Just a moment. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Alrighty, thank you very much for your patience and holding. So I have been authorized as a one-time courtesy to meet you halfway with a 50% refund back on that charge. And that charge of $88.99 that was declined will no longer attempt to recollect on.
89 something. Okay, so there was an 89 one that tried to charge it and a $93
one? Yes, it was an $88.99 for the booster. The enhancer is $93.99, so that was, I see that one was successfully charged, but the booster was not, so they'll give you 50% back on the $93.99 and just cancel the account, so you won't be charged anything for the booster or anything further.
Okay, so yeah, let's go ahead and do that then and just cancel the account, because I didn't know there was an account, because that promotional thing just popped up, and when it did, it just told me I got one bottle, and then it threw me another bottle for like $3 and something or something like that or whatever it was. And
gotcha.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool, we can do that. But then next thing you know, it was like, wow, what happened?
Okay, you know, yeah, I understand. I do apologize about that. Now, that would be a refund of $46.99, and that would be available in your account within 3 to 5 business days. We have also canceled the account to prevent any further charges, and will no longer attempt to recollect on the booster. So I do have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Now, what about the Goliath? We're canceling all of it, right?
Oh, yes, sir. We're canceling everything out, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. So your cancellation is C, as in Charlie, 8.
Can you send me an email about the cancellation?
Yes, we'll send you an email.
That would work better, because that way I got it on file.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. Is there anything else we can help you with?
No, ma'am. That is good, and I do appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks. Bye-bye.